A stanza lavoro. In this room, you can observe various women working wool, embroidering or making carpets. Wool, sheared directly from the sheep, was worked at home. First of all, it was washed in seawater and then it was rinsed in fresh water. It was then put in the sun to dry properly. The knotted wool was then stretched by hand and wound around a spindle to produce the equivalent of a modern ball of wool bought in the shops. The wool was then used to produce carpets, shawls, thick socks and other clothing. The old loom on display dates back to the 18th century and was once used to produce, amongst other things, sheets and tablecloths. Nowadays, it's still used locally, mostly to produce brightly coloured wool or fabric carpets that are typical of the Agro-Erice area. Judging from typical local carpets' simple geometric patterns, one might think that carpet production was a very simple process. But in fact, it takes 3 people to prepare a warp and up to 3 days' work. It's essential that close-knit, taut threads are woven properly without tangling. The weft's multicoloured threads are prepared before work starts. Using one's hands and moving the pedals, the weft crosses the warp, steadily producing the carpet. Each time it crosses, the wool is arranged by hand so that the weaving is taut and close-knit. Nowadays, carpets are produced by following precise designs with special fabrics and wools. But once, they were produced by recycling pieces of fabric and rags from reject clothing that were randomly wedged into the warp. This randomness and this alternating of colours was anyway capable of creating a harmonious, eye-catching piece that gave a touch of colour to the home. Lastly, in this room, you'll also see other women patiently embroidering with the help of a little drum or a little wooden disc that would keep the fabric taut, or a loom, which is different from a carpet loom. The fine threads are pulled, woven, and cut and stitched with a needle to produce various different types of embroidery, and especially the typical Sicilian drawn thread work. This is very detailed work that requires great skill and accuracy. If you stay on in this room, you can see how simple pieces of fabric can gradually become precious bed covers, tablecloths, and sheets.